From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Several folks from the Hudson Valley and Capital Region attended the riot at the U.S. Capitol last week, and at least two have faced repercussions for their actions. LoHUD.com reports that a Metro North Railroad employee from Brewster was suspended without pay and then arrested January 12th by the FBI after calling in sick to attend the riot. Previously, Sharon Paino of Round Lake resigned from the zoning board in Malta in Saratoga County after news that she attended the riot got out. Liz Joy, the Republican candidate for Congress who lost to Democrat Paul Tonko in November, said on Twitter she attended the rally that preceded the riot in Washington, D.C. Joy said she rode on a bus chartered to take people from the Capital Region to the rally. Joy tweeted during the disturbance that, and I quote, "Hundreds of thousands of people attended today's rally to stand for election integrity," end quote. Orange County Assembly Member Colin Schmidt has been criticized not for attending the rally, but addressing attendees on one of the two buses leaving for Monroe to the Capitol last week. A mother of three from Ulster County named Susan, who would not give her last name, did ride that bus and told the Record Online that her group listened to the president's speech and walked towards the Capitol, but did not enter. She said, and I quote, "We were there to support him. We were not there to incite violence," end quote. The Times Union is reporting a draft design for the renovation of Hillsdale's Hamlet Park will be presented to residents during a Zoom meeting beginning at 7 p.m. Wednesday, January 13th. The plan was created by Chazen Associates, a landscape design firm hired by the town to reimagine the park, located near the intersections of State Route 22 and 23. The restoration is a project of the Hillsdale Hamlet Committee, which gathered input from residents through a survey and a public meeting held in October. Residents recommended a renovated village park that provides space for socializing, musical events, exercise, relaxing, picnics, and play for people of all ages, the committee said. After the meeting, the plan will be presented to the Hillsdale Town Board for review and approval. The committee said it will then focus on fundraising. A link to the Zoom meeting can be found in the news and notices section at hillsdaleny.com. Andrea Macko is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The popular Slater's Smart Stop in Cairo has been sold. According to a statement from longtime owners Justin Slater and Christine Slater, the sale includes Dalton's Donuts and the Subway sandwich shop located inside the shop. They said, and I quote, "We have decided it's time to focus our efforts on more family time and Slater's pellets," end quote. On August 6th, the Cairo Planning Board approved a property subdivision request to separate Slater's Smart Shop from Slater's Pellets, located behind the convenience store. The Slaters declined to identify who the new owner is, but sources with knowledge of the sale report it is Gasland Petroleum, a fuel marketer for companies like Sunoco, Shell, and Citgo. Gasland was founded in the 1970s and is headquartered in New Plants. As of 2018, it owned more than 60 gas station convenience stores in the Hudson Valley. Customers trying to buy lottery tickets at Slater's in recent days have been told Lotto is not available because the new owner is waiting licensure from the state. Slater said, and I quote, "Please be patient with the employees and the new owner over the next few months as this transition unfolds," end quote. They went on to say, and I quote, "It has not been easy for anyone, and there are so many changes that need to be made. We are overjoyed for our new journey, but extremely sad at the same time. Please be kind," end quote. They added, and I quote, "It's been a long, hard journey, and I just want you to respect that," end quote. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting for the Times Union. The Rensselaer County Republicans are engaged in an effort to move party supporters from the Independence Party into the Working Families Party, hoping to offset Democratic strength in the coming local elections. In November, County Executive Steve McLaughlin will be a candidate for re-election. Officials in the three parties confirmed this week. The move has angered working family and Democratic leaders. The Independents, Green, and other minor parties failed to secure the required number of votes in the 2020 presidential election that would guarantee them spots on the ballot, thereby jeopardizing the county GOP's established policy of running its candidates on multiple lines. County GOP Chair John Rustin said about the voter registration effort, and I quote, "We're working on that now," end quote. Republicans at the local level said independents voters with family and other ties to the GOP have already been approached by party operative Richard Crist, and they completed change of registration forms to be filled out with the County Board of Elections at a later date. The Independence Party line accounted for nearly 10% or 2,008 votes of the nearly 21,000 votes McLaughlin received in his 2017 win over Democrat Andrea Smythe. McLaughlin won the election by 1,090 votes. A change in a voter's party enrollment must be filed by February 14th in order for the person to cast a ballot in the June 22nd primary. Phil Markham, the Rensselaer County Working Families leader, said winning a Working Families Party primary by just a few votes can translate into more than 1,000 in the general election. Markham said the party's progressive values are not shared by Republicans who use, and I quote, "a loophole in the election law to put their own candidates on the ballot," end quote. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXE.org. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.